Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the Reese's 2017 Senior Bowl with the Pitt standout left tackle, Adam Biznovati. And I tell you what, folks, being able to cover Pitt as much as I do, being there every Saturday, seeing this young man go, I told him prior to going live, truly my favorite collegiate football player. And if you've been able to see him play, there's nothing funner than watching this big man get after it. He's tenacious, he's ferocious on the offensive line, and you just don't get beat. And that's what I loved about watching you play. But with that said, fabulous career, and can you believe you're down here mixing it elbows and with scouts and GMs?
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. You know, it's time really flies, and coming back and looking at it, thinking about, Senior Bowl's, you know, this many months away, and now we're here. It's the week of, we put the pads on tomorrow. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun. The scouts have been fun, and you know, just getting your feet wet a little bit here, and it's exciting. So it's been a great, great amount of fun so far, like I said, the past, you know, day and a half since I've been here.
Nice. How are you excited to kind of just put the pads on again? It's probably been a while since the bowl game.
Yeah, it's been 1 month from last game to this game.
Okay.
So I'm real excited. It's going to be a lot of fun to get back out there, especially with the top competition in the country. So I'm really excited to go against the best and get after it and show what type of player I am.
Have you always had the size?
Yeah, I've always been tall. I've always been big.
Okay.
Weigh a little less than I was in high school, but I'm still a pretty big guy and had fun. And I don't know, it's different because my dad's a little smaller, so is my mom. So kind of out of nowhere, I'm the big guy in the family.
Yeah, you definitely have the size. I'm curious, I mean, arriving at Pitt, I'm sure you had other offers. I mean, offensive lineman? I mean, or was there other opportunities to maybe play other positions?
Yeah, it was definitely, going into it was always offensive line.
Okay.
Whether I played tackle or guard was the big question. So I got out there, played a lot of tackle. Then in 2014, I started getting some guard reps as well. So I was playing tackle and guard in the games. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. I got to show my versatility, and I'm excited for whatever they have for me. I know the next level, whatever they want me to play, I'll be able to play. So I'm excited for that.
Definitely, and you definitely show those skills. And so you get the Pitt, and you know as well as anybody. I mean, if you're playing on Saturday, you could be at a D3 school. You still want this opportunity to have a chance at Sunday football. I mean, when does it kind of sink in that you have the skill set and that you can really maybe make a childhood dream a reality?
Right. I think, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, growing up, like you said, it's like a dream, you know, to play in the NFL. And now here we are in front of all these teams, getting the opportunity to just be able to talk to them is just, you know, such an opportunity for myself. And it's going to be wonderful to be able to fulfill that dream. And I'm really excited about the future. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Adam Biznovati here on the C2P. If you missed any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to more with Adam, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page, which is already posted, just minus this interview that we'll be adding tonight or probably early tomorrow morning, depending on how much work we have to do. I always ask you guys this, and you know, in your own words, if you're in the film room with some of these scouts, they're breaking you down, what do you think they're going to love about you?
Yeah, so for me, it's the way I play. You know, I really take pride in how nasty, physical player I am. I'm going to go out on the field and be the toughest guy every day. So no matter who's across from me, you know, I'm going to be, you know, tougher than they are. So that's what I take pride in. I love the game. I have passion for it. And just going out there and just being as physical as possible is my game.
Oh, and you do it well, Adam. And does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this because, you know, sometimes there's things film can't show. Leadership qualities, game film study, what you do in the weight room, maybe what you did at Pitt. I mean, you know, I talked to an offensive lineman down at the Shrine game last week. He said they didn't pull a lot. I mean, you guys, but you know, I mean,
right.
Certain things, are there anything that these guys won't see on film that's a big bonus that they need to know about?
Yeah, the biggest thing is the type of person I am. So, as great a football player as I am, I'm also a great person. I like to give back to the community, and that's really, I have a big passion for that. And helping out kids, special needs, is really,
really?
Something that I have a real big interest in. My mom being a nurse, my girlfriend a nurse, just growing up and always kind of being friends with those type of, you know, the kids, you know, and just seeing that all the things I get, I'd like to give back to everyone else. So that's really a big passion I have. And so the biggest thing is when you watch that film is to realize I'm not that tough player on the field, but I'm also this great person off the field.
Yeah, nice. And it's nice to kind of put a, you know, a little bit more relaxed atmosphere. You know, being a collegiate kid, you know, I mean, you try to do some interviews and everything's kind of real, you know, how was the game? Game was good.
Right,
game was
exactly.
Bad. I'll talk tomorrow. Yeah, it's robotic and sometimes just useless in a weird way. Have you been training? I'm sure you are, but where have you been training?
Yes, I'm training out in California. I'm at a place called Proactive with Athletes First.
Oh, yeah.
So loving it. Been out there for about 3 weeks. The program's been awesome.
Uh-huh.
The guys have been awesome. Been working out with. And we got a few guys here, I think there's 5 of us total from out there. So have fun seeing each other, smile at each other, and we just know this process, you know, goes smooth for us.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I'm curious. I mean, when you get there, you know, sometimes you want to add, shed. I mean, kind of what's the plan? Do you want to stay where you are, add more weight, shed weight?
Yeah, I want to be right where I'm at, about 305.
Okay.
I like that weight. I'm able to gain weight if I have to, lose weight if I have to. Whatever they need is what I'm, you know, going to do. Right now, I feel very comfortable where I'm at. I'm just trying to, you know, increase my strength, my speed, my power, all that stuff right now, and just, you know, combines in a month after the game, 1 month. So we got to get ready for that.
And if no one's told you yet, combine time, make sure when you're arriving in Annapolis you bring like an extra duffel bag or suitcase, because you're going to get so much free stuff that if you don't, you'll either get to the airport and you have to give stuff away because you can't pack it all. Or I've known guys that have, this is a true story, they've just leave stuff in their rooms because.
That's what I've heard, and you know, even coming here, they told me you need all this stuff, so I brought like a little extra duffel bag. We get here, you know, a whole other duffel bag. I'm like, uh oh, I have to call my mom and tell her she's taking some of this stuff home, so she's not gonna be too happy about that.
Is she coming down?
Yeah, my mom, sister, and my girlfriend will be here for the game, so
nice.
I'm excited to watch my last collegiate game.
Yeah, your last collegiate game here in Wright People Stadium here at the 2017 Senior Bowl. Adam, before we let you go today, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You take a hot shot with us?
Sure, let's see it.
All right. Now you said you had a girlfriend, but we've asked this question of all the guys come on the show. Sometimes they just don't want to get in trouble, so they say, you know, nobody. But female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. And it's just a bite to eat. I mean, it could be a Chipotle thing. I mean, it's not, you know.
That's tough because as much as I love movies, I love shows, I don't know actresses' names.
All right.
So I don't have one specific person, but there's ton of beautiful ladies out there.
Yeah. Including
my girlfriend.
Exactly.
Being at the top of the list.
The top of the list.
Exactly. No one beats her.
Yeah. And take us inside. And since I'm there so much, I hope there is a good one. And sometimes there's not. Nicknames in that Panthers locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Oh, boy. Ton of nicknames, like you said. Most of them relate to their names. For example, one I'll never forget, Dorian Johnson, our left guard.
Yeah.
So he was on a special visit, and someone screamed out, "Hey, Dojo!" So he was like, "Why are you calling me that?" And that name kind of like stuck around as a joke, and now he kind of likes it. So Dojo's Dorian Johnson's name.
Nice. I hope to grab him down here for a quick one, too. So
sure.
I'll make sure I call him Dojo.
You'll
give me a strange look. Now, obviously, I told you you're my favorite collegiate player. I'm going to be sad missing you. That full guard, you know, you had the old style face mask.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
So, you know, I was just sitting one day in my room, and I had this old poster of all the old great offensive linemen at Pitt. And, you know, I was looking at them like, all right, what makes these guys, like, stand out? They all had that face mask. I'm like, you know what? No one wears it anymore. Like, let's bring it back. Talk to the equipment manager, Ox. He got it all hooked up, ready to go. And I got a different mask this week, so it'll be pretty cool to try it out.
Okay.
They have a company, Badass Face Mask, made something for me, so I'll be wearing that this week. So it'll be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. So is it a vintage style or is it more modern?
It's kind of like what I used to wear, but a little different. But
yeah.
We'll have to check it out tomorrow.
Awesome stuff. And then since you just talked about Badass Face Mask, we've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrated Creations. He kind of paints and, you know, themes out the shoes.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
So if you could have anything done to your cleats, what kind of theme would you roll with?
I really liked that, you know, the 1 week everyone wore the, you know, their whatever organization they supported.
Yeah.
So I think I'd try to support something that I really have passion for, whether it's like a children's hospital or something like that. It's something I have really a big passion for. You know, giving back, I think that would be awesome to, you know, play for all those kids, and to display that on your cleat is something, you know, really powerful.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Adam Biznavati here on the C2P. Adam, we appreciate your time. I know I'm going to miss seeing your number out there, left tackle. You're great to watch, my man.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it a lot.
No problem. As always, we like to tell you to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Thank you so much.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.